It is a sad song from 2005. Maitreya. Salam, everyone. I received an email last week from one of our members. He said he had a question about some scientific research that is being done, and he sent me an article about it. They are looking for a particle that they call God Particle. They are trying to find this particle that attracts mass. By discovering it, they can identify which particle creates mass. Their example was that if there is a crowd, everyone is talking to each other, and they are separated, but if a famous person enters the crowd, suddenly everyone gathers around that person. That is how the particle that creates mass is able to do that. As we discussed and wrote in many places in Tho, in our writings, in satsangs, and in conversations, the problem with science is that they cannot go all the way to spirit, to consciousness, to the creative force, to the mind of God that has created all these things. That is why even in this state they are looking for a particle that creates mass. The particle itself is created with something and has a mass. There are subtler things in the universe that have created the particle itself. Or the string theory that everything is strings. They come from the same source, and then they divide to different levels and create everything. Therefore, they can explain quantum physics and also gravity, electromagnetism, and all those theories and understandings that scientists are trying to explain and find a unified theory. Who created that string? Who created that God particle? That is where the scientists cannot go to. That is the difference between a scientist and a mystic. The scientist is trying to find a particle, a mass, and a creation. The mystic experiences God and proclaims that everything is created with the spirit, and in our teachings with consciousness and the three creative forces. The creative forces are the reason for any mass or particle that they can find that might be able to affect the mass around it, create greater mass, and eventually they create stars, have gravity, and all of that. The scientists cannot go beyond finding that particle. Actually, I am surprised and delighted that they called that particle God Particle. At least they eventually brought God to their material way of thinking and called that God. That is not even God. That is even created by God. If scientists go one step further and say, we found that particle, but that one even is created, then they are not scientists anymore, because they cannot put consciousness and the three creative forces under the microscope or go toward the accelerator, mash it, and say, here it is, this is consciousness, and we separated these three gunas from each other. Now we can see it, then we can explain it. That going beyond that point is when meditation and experience comes in. We have the perfect body and spirit to have that experience that even scientists cannot explain or experience. Scientists are like those five intellectuals who were in front of the mango tree. They were explaining if the root goes like that, and it takes that kind of water and minerals, the mango should taste like this. None of them agreed on what the mango tastes like. Then a yogi was passing by and said, what are you doing? They said that they were trying to figure out what the mango tastes like. He just picked up the mango, ate it, and said, it tastes great. It's very sweet and nice. That is the difference between a mystic, an experience with God, and an explanation. An explanation never will unify anyone. Naturally, it will separate them. That is why they have the string theory, they have a unified theory, and they have the quantum theory. God created that process to come to the point that he can create greater and more evolved beings until we, as humans, have the ability to meditate, experience God, and turn around. He created the universe. He created the supernova. He created all the creation. It is great that they are calling that particle God. That is an improvement. But we can never expect scientists to go beyond intellectual understanding of the universe. They should not, really. If they go beyond that, they no longer are scientists, but they are mystics. No matter what particle they find, no matter what explanation they give, eventually each individual has to experience God. When you have experienced him, her, it, then whatever scientists are finding, you will see, that is a part of what I had experienced and God created. Scientists are okay, but they do not have all the answers. And they never will find all the answers because there are things that they cannot prove in a laboratory or under the microscope. That was a great question. Actually, I appreciate that you gave me a week to read the article, meditate on that, and so come up with the answer I gave. I hope that answered that question. If you have a follow-up, you can always go ahead and ask to it, add to it, or ask questions about it. That leads us to the next topic, to see the vision. One of the problems probably in the plan of God is people love God, they would like to know Him, they would like to help Him or serve Him, but they have not really seen the vision or experienced it. The ego is still present, and they do not really feel that dedicated as an individual that is self-motivated to serve God with no expectation or any personal or individual will, or anything that the human uses to maneuver or create the situation that they have control or power or the ability to serve without expectation or detachment. Therefore, I request everyone to have a vision quest, to truly go and have a quest for vision. Let God give you the vision of this mission and how this will help you to experience God and eventually become a 100% light worker with no expectation or fault finding or anything that will make you not stay to the end. If you have the vision and you have seen and experienced God, you have no choice but to stay to the end, and you will manifest great things. You know them by their fruit, and those who stay to the end will be saved. It is very simple. Those are two sentences that give a lot of instruction. Let everyone meditate on the vision quest. It is a Native American phrase. When a child reaches the age of puberty, they would send him to the mountain for a vision quest, and he is not supposed to come back unless he did have a vision. Then he would be mature and accepted as a part of the adult population, and he would become a warrior or whatever that tribe would honor. He would receive the honorable place. It is still truth. That is why those who have an experience with God will become saints, will become great powerhouses, will become great spiritual outreaches to humanity. Although we have many priests, we have very few comparable to a saint, or maybe none. Although we have many Sufis, we have very few Sufis that have experienced the unity and have jumped of joy and said, "An Allah, I am God, the Father and I are one." Of course, they cannot say Father, because the Muslims say that God is not Father. But as we know, He is Father, Mother, and Son that cannot be separated as the consciousness, creative force, and the Messiah. They are all one. There is no separation between them. This is the time that we are calling people to have that experience. This teaching, all the rituals, and everything has been given to you so you can meditate, ask for a vision quest, and eventually experience the unity with God. Therefore, we will not have religions, separations, arguments, and the disruptive tendencies that are common in the human and on earth. This is a new wine in a new skin. This is the call to those who want to have that unity. If they have that unity, then we are one. Then we work together as one, and we can create the communities of light, at least the facilitating body, to reach the humanity to create the communities of light. Human nature is against everything that God sends to man. That is why, after a while, they change the words of the prophet and the scriptures to a simpler way. They create dogmas, separate themselves from each other, and create disunity and destruction. They believe so much in what they do that they have no interest to know the other people's ways, and that maybe they also have something to contribute. They think they already know, therefore they do not open themselves to others and the possibility of expansion of their minds. Experiencing God and becoming one brings that unity between us all. Otherwise, we are a separated ego, and we are going to have the same problems that they have out there. This mission is going to end up becoming another religion that believes in a couple of dogmas, and that is it. If you do not believe in dogmas, we cut your head off, or we do not accept you, or we shun you, or we just believe in a couple of things, and that is it. Then we are going to have another religion. God said it is not going to happen to this one, because those who eventually will come forward and manifest God will follow this advice and go and experience the unity with God. When they come and we work together, we work in unity, harmony, understanding, love, and the ability to see that what God has done is incredible. The love of God is unimaginable for a human. That is why they reject that love, because they cannot understand it. Let us all go for a vision quest. Let us all meditate on the universal mantra. Let us all dance with Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. Let us gaze on the greatest sign, know the eternal divine path. Let us wrap ourselves in God and His revelation. It is not an easy work in this amazingly cruel and crude earth. We are not saying to quit your work or life and wrap yourself into this and become an escapist, but to do as much and as often as you could. Eventually you will see, and they will see the vision, and come together. This is a request put on the table that we all concentrate on that. We started the teaching of the whole revelation and what has come to the mission. We went through the verses in Genesis, how creation was created, how the first begotten Son, or the Spirit of God, went through the eternal divine path, and there was light. God said that this is the way to turn this darkness back to my body. He created the universe in an evolutionary process. He created the elements. He created the gases. He created the supernova. He created ethereal stuff in the universe. Plants, animals, trees, vegetation, water, and eventually man. He made them man and woman. He made more than one. He made them. The human was man and woman in the same body, and they were alone, all one. God decided that still they were too powerful, too detached. He split them into man and woman. Humans have lower natures, and because of that they fell and they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which means, I know better than God. That is what it means. I do not listen to God. I know better than God's revelations, the scriptures, the prophets, and the Messiah. I know better. God said, do not do that. If you do that, you are going to fall from grace. But the lower nature came and said, oh yeah, he really does not want you to become God. They fell, and they were rejected by God by believing they can replace God's revelation and word. Eventually, we reached a point and went to the point that man became so gross that God created the body. They did not have any body until the verse in the Bible that says, God created a coat of skin for man. Before that, they did not have any skin. They did not have any flesh. They were mostly spirit and consciousness. In that moment, they became so gross and fell that God created a coat of skin for them. Man continued sinning, killing, and going against God's word. Some of them reached higher consciousness and pure consciousness, as Enoch. God took him. If you study the verses in the Bible, it says he begot this son, he had all these children, and he died. His son also begot children, and he died. But when it comes to Enoch, it says he walked with God and God took him. We can say that Enoch was the first to reach pure consciousness. He became one with God. He became a son of God. At that point, there was the first begotten son already, then Enoch, and maybe others. That is the goal, to walk with God. How can you walk with God if you do not let the Spirit of God come through? Not intellectually, but you have experienced the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is in you. You know what He wants, and you do His will. Therefore, you walk with God. Enoch was taken by God. He reached pure consciousness. So, that's all I wanted to read, and I will end and let the next reader go ahead, please. Thanks, God.